Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing day to be in the house of the Lord. I'm glad that you came today. Special guest. It's a lovely face, lovely family. It's praising God to see you here. I'm reading chapter of James, a letter of James, testing your faith. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, to every thought, and I'm going to go back and read it again and give you the thought that I'm going to read. I'm not going to give the reference to it. I'm going to give the thought, trying to match the thought with the scripture that I read. Oh, here we go. Testing your faith. James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that who are disbegreeting a bold. Consider it all joy, my brother, when you encounter very trial, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and lacking in nothing. So I'm going to go back to number one and give you my thought, what the scripture reads. James, a bond servant of God and Jesus Christ. James is a brother of Jesus Christ. Also, James came from Joseph, and Jesus came from God. To the 12 tribes that abode both a greeting. They're going to meet people, different tribes of people, and they got to have to conduct the respect of themselves in order when you meet somebody. They got to have surely goodness and lovely kindness with them, and the word respect for others. Consider it all joy, and it will be all joy when you meet a different tribe of people, a different country of people, how they look, how they dress, how they talk, how they act. And you need an interpreter, though some of us understand them, do interpretate the language to you. May my brothers, when you encounter very trial, that's mean you done met them. And you talking to them, you got to know them real good. They like what you say to them. They like how you greet them, how you give them more hospitality to them so they can feel more better. And number three says, knowing that the testing of your faith proof endurance. Endurance is the word of another spirit word. It cleans you out. Number four says, and let endurance have its perfect result. It's going to get all that filthiness, bad thing, bad habit out you. That's what endurance do. It cleans your body. It's the worker of God doing it. So that you may be perfect and complete. When you are perfect and complete, you are lacking in nothing. You are just a child of God, a God itself. Lacking in nothing. Well, you won't be lacking us if somebody do are lacking in something. But if you're and you lacking any wisdom, let him ask of God. See, God give you that. See, you go to doing things, saying things that you're smart. You're not smart doing everything. But God give you the wisdom and knowledge to talk to people about everything that you need. And plus, if you like anything, you can't go to Jesus because Jesus appoint God to you to talk to because he had to go to God. Who give to all generosity without reproach? You don't have to reproach to God. You get on your knees and pray. Ask God for what you need, what you want, what you love to have, what you want to be like. And it will be given to him, but he must act in faith. Faith without word is nothing. Faith with word is amazing. It's perfect. You say faith with love, faith with joy, faith with peace, faith with care. For the one who does not act, for the one who does not double, is like the surf of the sea and drives it by the wind. See, you don't go to God stumbling, doubling. Say, hey God, you know, I come here for, He know what you want, but you got to say it in faith. If you don't say this word in faith, what you really want, you got to speak out. Tell God what you really need in life. Instead of stumbling. Number four, that man thought not that he will expect to get anything from God. He won't. From the Lord, brother. Not God, from the Lord. He got to ask God for these things. Jesus will not give it to you because Jesus told himself, we all got to ask God for these things to have in our life. And what you ask him for, we ask him in faith. And we got to trust him in faith and believe in him in faith. And then we go to say, this one says, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. See, that man is going to be lost. He's not doing the right thing. He don't want to do the right thing because he got might have money, might not. He doesn't care anymore. So I'm going to read from number 9 on to number 12. But the brothers of Hamul, certain citizen to the glory of their high position, and the rich man is to glory in his humiliation, because like the flower grass he will fade away. For the sun rises with the scorching wind, and whither the grasses and the flower fall off, and the beauty of his appearance is destroyed. So to the rich man in the mix of this pursuing will fade away. Number 12 says, blessed is the man who persevere of the tribe, for once he had been approved, he received the crown of life which the Lord had forgiven. Have given him to those who love him. Well, I'm gonna go back, read back to number 10, give you my answer, my thought. Number 9 says, but the brothers of humble certain schism to the glory of his high possession. See, Abraham was humble, his certain schism from his son Isaac. Sarah didn't know she won't get pregnant then, but God told her, but she laughed at her older age. She laughed. When she gave birth to her son Isaac, in 8 days, she had that certain day, Abraham had to circumcise him. These are God's words that we got to listen at and do. And number 10 says, and the rich man is to glory in his humiliation. When a man glory in his own humiliation, he don't give nobody a thought, a care, what he do, how he do. He got money. He ain't worried about nothing. If he married, he probably think about his wife and children. But if he not, he going to do what he want to do. And he home free. He don't care. Because like the flower and grass, he will fade away. He will fade away. For the sun rises with the scorching wind and whither the grasses and the flower fall off. And the beauty of its appearance will destroy. See, when that sun come out scorching wind, riding in the wind across the grass, it's burning heat. So God said he's not going to flood this world with water again. But now he's going to do with intensive heat. But he talking about a scorching wind. When that scorching wind come across that grass, it's going to dry every moisture out that grass. Even much out the soil too. He's going to dry every bit of the moisture out. so too the rich man in the mix of his appearance will fade away. See, the rich man thinks he's going to get away, but he's not doing the right thing of God. If God bless you with something greater than you're supposed to get, share. Share it with anyone that you love and care for. Blesses is a man who perceives as a trial. For once he has been approved, not meeting other tribe, other people, he being approved. They like him, what he say, how he greet him, because he had lovely kindness in his heart, and he had peace and respect for the people. So they love him. And they say, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord have promised to give to him. And he will receive that crown of life. Because he loved the Lord in every way. 13. I'm going to read 13 to 19. Let no one say, then, he is tempting. I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempting when he is carried away and entitled by his own lust. When lust is conceited, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brother. Okay, I'm going to go back up to 10. Read 10 again, down to 16. Number 12, what to say. Blessed is a man who perceives as a tribe. See, the tribe been known for a long time, and we got to know the tribe by meeting them, how they dress, how they act, what they do, how they carry themselves. Some people are laugh at people how they dress. But the new tribe, your country, people, you see, they might laugh at you how you eat dress. So once he have been approved, he received the crown of life. And he will see the crown of life. Number 13, let no one say that he is tempting. I'm going to say, tempting? Why are you tempting? And he said, I am being tempted by God. God does not tempt no one. I'm going to say he's a liar. For God cannot be tempted by evil. See, evil, going to start trying to tempt God, God vanquish him, produce him down to nothing. And he himself does not tempt anyone. Why God want to tempt you when he giving you gift from heaven? But each one is tempting when he is carried away by, entitled by his own lusts. That's what tempts you. You get carried away by something that you desire, you admire, you want in life, and you think you're going to get it. Now, God got to see to you that you get these things, but you lessen over it. No, you ain't going to get it. When lust is conceited, it gave birth to sin. See, the sinner here going to answer himself. And when sin is conceited, it brings folks to death. See, you mess with somebody's wife or somebody's sister, somebody's daughter, or somebody's relationship, they'll get mad and want to come out and tell you. So you need to be aware of these things, what you're doing. Number 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brother. This is the point right here. When the devil, the demon, the wicked people, the bad people come at you, saying things to you, they do not be deceived. They'll deceive you if you let them. If you stand your ground and say, God, help me, give me the strength that I need to let these people, wicked people, bad people, the demon, the devil, to leave you alone. Strength for you to ignore these people. And number 17, every good thing given from above, a gift from above, came down from Father and of light, which who there is no shifting shadow, vegetation shifting shadow. And I'm going to tell you about this here. God do not play trick or treat with people and things like that. God do things his way, and everything he do is right. God got understanding things that he like to do for us, but we don't do it. We want to do things our way. So that's when the trick or treat and vegetation come in. We trick or treat ourselves with the devil and do the wrong thing, so the right thing. And number 18 says, in this example, for this will he brought us from by the word of truth, so that the word should be, so that we could be the kind of first fruit among the creature. This you know, my beloved brother, but everyone must be quick to hear, knowing, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not exceed the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remain wickedness, and humility, received the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. I'm going to go back and read from my 18 again, down to 21. In this example of this will he brought us from by the word of truth. And he did brought us by the word of truth. But I'm going to tell you, he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. That's where the word of truth come in. He did make man in our image and our likeness, so that we could be the first kind of fruit among the creature. And we was the first kind of fruit among the creature. We were the last thing God created. He had all the birds of the heaven, all the cattle, and everything of the air, of the ground, and things that crawl in the ground, and all the fish of the sea. God put that before us. We was in control of, but something happened when he eats a forbidden fruit. Number 19. This you know, my brother, but everyone must be quick to hear. And this we supposed to know, because see, our mind is just like a computer. If we quick to hear something with somebody come with our unfeeling foolishness or unfeeling things that we don't understand, we can stop them before we get angry. He said, quick to hear, slow to speak. So you stop the person and speak slowly, tell them, where you get the foolishness from? Who told you that? If he won't tell you, okay, you carry it back to the person and leave you alone. Then you walk away. You don't have to get angry. It's slow to get angry. Number 20 says, for the anger of man does not extinguish the righteousness of God. And it does not. God will not, do not want an angry person around him, acting a fool, saying things that's not other people, making them get mad and upset. God doesn't want that at all. So, you got to watch yourself when you be around angry people. Oh, look at this person. He think he know this. It's not the person, it's you. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remain of wickedness. When that's because endurance come into you then. Endurance come in your life, it'll put away all that filthy word you just saying, all the bad language. and all the wickedness that you build up in you, put in you, while you've been around getting into it. And in humility, receive the word implanted. When you get a word implanted in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, especially your heart, that's where you implant the word at, you know. Because this word is implanted, going to be a good word. This word which is able to save your soul. That's the word going to do to you. When you get it implanted in you, it'll save your soul. Number 22. I'm going to read 22 to 27. But prove yourself doer of the word and not a mercy hearer who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looked at his naked face in the mirror. For once he had looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looked at attention at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abiding by it, not having become a merciful hearer, but an effort doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. For if anyone thinks himself is a religion, this is what I like, yeah. Who all think themselves religion, and yet does not bite his tongue, but defeated his own heart. This man's religion is worthless. Pure and unfailing religion is this sign of our God and Father is this, to visit Art Ham and widow in distress and to keep oneself understanding by the word. Back to 22. But prove yourself doer of the word. When he said prove yourself doer of the word, you got to get in this book and read this word yourself and try to understand it and do the right thing. Because everything that's written down, God passes to Jesus. Jesus passes to the 12 disciples, and the 12 disciples passes to the world. And not mercy hearer who delude themselves. See, a mercy herald, he heard the word and going back out and do the same thing what he'd been doing. He heard it, but he's not doing the word at all. He could come to church 24/7, but he's not doing the word than to do in the church that keeps himself safe. He's not doing. For if anyone is to hear of the word and not a doer of this, like a man who looked at his naked face in the mirror. This man was mommy of me when I coming up. Me and my friends were party hard all the time. And from Friday, Saturday, we party hard. Wandering around. One day they asked me because I was put going out with him, you know. That's how I was tired, you know. Come on, Paul, let's go out one more time. You go and with the fella. We ain't seen him a long time. I went out with him. I look in the mirror. I caught myself. I look tired, restless, worn out, thrown out, chunked out. I didn't look like myself no more. So we got to the club. I got to, man, this is the last time I'm drinking and being with y'all. I got to stay home and get myself together. Oh, man, what's wrong? What's wrong? You having a problem with you? No, ain't no problem. I have to get me together. And I didn't. And I put my foot down. And he said, for once he had looked at himself and gone away, is he coming back to do the same thing again? Or are he going to do what? Change himself around. That's what I think. He had immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. And that's a sad story. When you forget the kind of person who you was, how your mama and daddy raised you, you're losing out. She raised you intelligent. You went to school. You graduated. The college you graduated. You got a good job. Got your car. Got your apartment. Nice apartment. Now you got trouble with these no good guys. Cause you're doing good. They want to ride with you. Go to play party hard. They're tearing you down with them. You got to break away from them. But once who looked it intentionally at a perfect law. A perfect law, only one person give a perfect law. That's God. God is the one who gives a perfect law to everyone. So you abide by it, go by it, and believe in. The law of liberty and abide by it. See, when you abide by it, though man make law just to make money for himself, to make be rich, he can travel all over the world, go on a vacation for 2 or 3 months, you know. But a law that you can abide by it, you got to do it whether you like it or not. You got to do the law because man made law. They doing it to hurt you, to keep you down, to keep themselves up. Not having become a forgetful hero, but an effort doer. An effort doer, man, he gonna listen at the law and he gonna do the law, though he know the law is not perfect. He will do it, regardless to what. This man will be blessed in what he does. See, he does the law. And he not going to jail, not going to prison. He not hurting nobody. He not bothering nobody. He doing the law. He living the law. So whatever he does, he gonna be blessed in it. If anyone think himself to be religion, religion is something that you got to continue doing it until the day you die. Religion is something that you believe in God. And you doing his commandment and his will. If you don't do these things, you just a hero. And yet does not bite his tongue, but deceives his own heart. When you deceive that heart of yours, you done deceive everything. You not destroy yourself. You going down to the pit. So why deceive your heart? That's the thing God gonna judge us by is our heart. We got to be judged. We going to be judged by our heart. When you defeat it, it's no good. This man's religion is worthless. It's not good. It's worthless religion. And number 27, pure and unreligion is this. The sight of our God and Father is this, to visit our ham and widow in distress. I'm going to stop there. See, you see this lady in distress. That's what I say, widow in distress. She lost her husband, the love of her life, passed away, or got killed, or got shot, or died for some kind of disease. But he's gone. She having a hard time kicking out a nice house that he put her in. Got cars, can't keep up both of the cars, and plus the job she had, it can't support the bill what she getting. Plus light bill, gas bill, water bill, and grocery bill, he got to buy. She need help. This will is way below this word called distress. She down and out. If you're a man, some man want to change money with her body. It's not true. It's not right. This man who got something he want my help on her, if he care for her, he's gonna take 500. Help you to pay some of your bill doing that. And it say, and to keep oneself understanding by the word. You keeping yourself understanding by the word because you're doing it the right thing. You're not forcing yourself on this woman. And people, we need to wake up doing a lot of things that we need to do. And something we're not doing right. We need to ask God. God, give us the wisdom and knowledge and understand the thing that we need to do right. Pray. Ask Him in faith. And let endurance come in our life to have us, to guide us straight to God, to make us perfect and clean. Let us learn use. We got to want endurance to come. We got to ask God for endurance to come in our life to guide us. If we don't have these things to come in our life, what can we do? Fall short of the glory of God. We don't need to be falling short of the glory when you got this book here we can read out of and learn the words and understanding of His command and His will. If we read it at least for an hour, a day, a half, an hour is good too. You know, you read one chapter. Take your time, read one chapter 3 or 4 times. I've done a little stumbling today, but give me, God will give me for it. And I'm asking you. It's a lot for us to learn more about these words. But each word, each scripture, it tells us something what we should do, how we should do it. And this is our need. This is the book of life, guiding us from the past to the present and to the future. We do this out this book from the love of our heart. We'll be perfect with God. Let endurance come in your life, people. Let's conclude this chapter, what I read for y'all. And I hope y'all absorb anything from it. These are my thoughts, what I give y'all. And I hope you appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.